"Those sunglasses you wore when you were chasing me in the alley," I said. "And when you were spying on this place? I mean, don't get me wrong, I bet they were effective. But stylish they were not. My 80-year-old grandma wears them when she drives on sunny days." Actually, I'd never met any of my grandparents, but Corvus didn't need to know that. If you wore a floral coat and a little hat with the sunglasses, it would have looked adorable. That would have annoyed most men. Corvus didn't even blink.
"They're practical," he said. "The sun bothers my eyes."
"Because you're a vampire, right?" I said. "No shadow, doesn't like the sunlight, can use magic." Corvus shook his head.
"There are no such thing as vampires, Miss Anovich."
He stepped into the alcove, letting the curtain fall closed behind him.
"As long as we are discussing fashion, I could not help but notice your running shoes."
I struck a little pose, right hand on my hip. I had the distinct feeling that Corvus was a predator of some kind, and showing fear to a predator was a bad idea. "Do you? That's so nice. They go with my dress, you know."
"They also go with your pants,"
he said, looking at my legs.
"And with the lockpick kit in your left pocket, the multi-tool in your hip pocket, and the spring-release lockpicking gun in your lower right pocket. I'm told that a lady must accessorize, but those are some peculiar accessories."
I shrugged. "More useful than these earrings."
"Indeed,"
said Corvus.
"Though I'm curious about something. You were casting a spell."
"What a flattering thing to say," I said. "A little forward, though."
"I do not refer to your charms,"
said Corvus.
"I mean it, literally. You summoned magical force from the Shadowlands, directed it with your will, shaped it into a construct, and released the bound power in a manner of your choosing."
"That's one way of putting it," I said.
"You were cast in the spell to sense the presence of magical forces,"
said Corvus. "So are you," I said. "If you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones."
"Human women do not generally learn magic,"
said Corvus.
"The High Queen frowns on it. The only sanctioned human wizards are the battle spell casters in the Wizard's Legion, and those are exclusively men."
He watched me.
"Who taught you to cast that spell?"
I sighed. "You found out my secret. I'm actually a man." I gestured at my chest. "These? Sand in a pair of bags. I do the voice by inhaling some helium, and I..." A brief flicker of annoyance went over his face.
"You have a remarkably smart mouth."
"People keep telling me that."
"It is a dangerous quality in a thief,"
said Corvus. "Uh-huh. I'm a thief now?" I said.
"Obviously,"